You will hear audio that will give you an idea of the activities that occurred during the day and miscellaneous conversations I had with those who attended. Due to many things going on at one time and certain conversations that will be out of context for many of you, I will break in during the podcast to give you some background on who I am talking with and what the topic is about. During the podcast, when you hear this sound, it means I'm going to describe what you hear next. When you hear this sound, it means there's been a change in the conversation. Elaine and I arrive, pay our $10 attendance fee. Muriel, a.k.a. Pika Wants Cake, takes care of the information table. She explains to all arrivals the geocaching bingo game used as an icebreaker. The idea is to see what geocachers can fulfill certain squares in the car, such as who found over 500 caches or has a geocaching sticker on their car. Prizes would be given out later for winners.
$10.
Also, we're doing a geocacher bingo with two cute little prizes. It's an icebreaker.
Do you have copies of the agenda for today?
That would be Mr. Mike. I don't know.
Oh, copies of the what?
Agenda.
Good question.
I didn't print it.
One out.
I printed some just in case, but
I talked with the Mad Chef, who is by the grills cooking the meat. He picked out the park and pavilion for the picnic.
Howdy.
How's it going, buddy?
Good. That was a nicer place than I thought. I didn't know it was so close to the lake.
Oh, yeah, man. That's why I scouted it.
Where do you think would be a good place to put the PA system?
I was thinking probably over by, like, the attendance card. I've got extension cords. I've got a power strip.
Okay, plugs right there.
Yeah. But I figured run a cord over, and then that way, if they've got, like, anybody has a crock pot or anything, it's okay. Not near it. Figure we're going to need it mainly for the attendance prizes and beginning announcement. I still got to go hide some more poker chips. Can't able to cook half the pork sticks last night because my gas grill, I ran out of gas. At like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I'm not running up to the store right now. I can just finish them off in the morning.
So you should have called. I could have got them quick.
But I thought I had enough to get all the pork sticks done at least last night, but oh, I was so upset.
I talked with Lobux and Yahweh Tag. They placed most of the caches in the park after they found out the picnic was going to be held there. These are the two geocachers who are also responsible for the first annual Best of Cache Awards. You will hear more about that later in the podcast.
We were over here last night checking on our caches and got back to the house and noticed it was the three new ones.
Oh, we could have three first finds.
How far do you guys live away from here?
We live about 2.5 miles. I live over in Florissant.
I might have a job for you.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mike, did you get any additional agendas printed up to... like staple around?
Oh, you know what? No, I didn't.
I got
some. Those off. Oh, perfect. Time frame of everything.
Yeah, and we can just like staple them up around here.
Yeah.
Illinois geocacher's mother and son show up at the registration table. I ask her about the latest tattoo that she got, a tattoo of a travel bug tag on her arm. I'm not joking. This is a real tattoo. There's a reference made to the DeLorme Challenge, which is to find one cache in every county of the state, in this case, Illinois. I talk a little bit more with the two of them later in the podcast.
So are you going to register your arm?
Well, what is the registration for?
That for we're here? Attendance.
Okay.
And also the information on poker line.
Yes, that's what we want to know. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
How you doing, Harley? What do you think? You always tell your mom, wear your long sleeve shirt whenever you're around my friends.
No, I had the kids at school finally spot it a couple of days ago, and they go, are you going to let your son get one? I said, yeah, sure, when he's 40.
I want to get a little follow-up with
sure.
you sometime.
I know we're going to come back for lunch and back at 4, and we haven't even started hitting anything in the park yet.
Cash on your way here? Did you drive from this morning?
Well, no, we came last night. Tonight we'll stay tonight because I need 2 more pages for DeLorme that are...
Did you ever figure out those counties that didn't have a cache in them that does get resolved?
I'm done. I finished on July 29th, and No Lemon, the guy who's putting on the challenge, has not been able to get his schedule to coincide with first, second, third, and fourth place now. He wants to be there at the cache at the final. And just a couple days ago, the fourth place guy finished. So he's got some pressure now. So yeah, we got all the counties done. And then I went back, and Jake Steiner runs the DeLorme Challenge. I sent him my finds file, and he sent me an email within 24 hours, said, you have these five left to do. So I went down and got the three southern pages, and I just have these two western ones to get.
And that's for Illinois. And then it's what?
Well, you know, looking how many counties I have in Indiana, looking at King Boreas' stats for his number of hides, I thought, wow,
yeah,
now that's
over
a new
1,000.
One. It's 1,500
now?
Yeah, I've got 65 now. I'm on my way.
Sitting in a large pavilion down in Spanish Lake County Park. It's elevated. There's a good view of the lake on one side, plenty of parking on the other side. I've got the PA system set up in the middle. Hope it works. I've got music playing through the auxiliary input right now. People are starting to show up at the registration table. We'll go and get some audio from there. And then we'll go over and we'll talk to the man chef as he's cooking some food up.
Thank you.
This is where you register.
This is where you register. There's also geocaching bingo cards. If you want to grab one, fill it out, and mingle with everybody. And we're raffling off bumper stickers with that.
So now this isn't a timed thing.
Nope.
It's timed only because you have like 2 or 3 hours to do it. Yeah. 10 to 3. So you can start 10 o'clock all the way up to 3 o'clock. It's all over there.
Oh, okay.
Name, geocacher name, and then how many are in your party.
Okay.
I record a conversation with geocacher DLADL, who talks about caching with his grandson. He mentioned that he has done geocaching bingo at an event in Colorado and interrogates me about my geocaching name.
But I've gone out with the other grandsons, so in a sense...
Are they taking up to it?
At times it's team. Not, well, my little grandson likes treasure hunting. I call it treasure hunting, and that appeals to the little kids a lot. And I always let him pick something. But he's even caught on to micros. Just like finding something.
Even though there's nothing inside to trade, I guess it's the finding something that's hidden.
We've walked around Kirkwood. There's some around in Kirkwood downtown. There's some micros, so he's walked with me on a couple of those.
It's always a good thing when you can get the kids involved.
I've seen Mrs. Peak anywhere.
Well, I cache with Paul, so when I go with him, he just signs my name at the end of the log.
She's a tag along. Like Charlotte is with Rich. Yeah.
Sometimes they call it strap hanger.
But no, she'll go and she'll look for him too.
Oh, you're ready. Yeah, okay.
She's my navigator too.
Have you tried doing this beach blanket? I did this last time in Estes Park last summer.
Really?
Time I'd seen that.
This is the first I heard about it.
I thought that was kind of neat, so I thought, well, these guys all learn about it, but I never did follow through. But are you appropriate for someone?
Let's see. I've attended a CETO event, so I could do that one for you.
That one's probably a good one. How do you pronounce that? Oh, you're writing...
Those are my initials, that's my name, and that's my geocaching.
Oh,
he's being...
Just kind of Pat W.
It's really a variation on your name, then.
At the time that I got into geocaching, that was my login name at the place I worked.
Oh, okay.
First letter, the first name, middle initial, and then the last six, and that. Well, that's easy for me to remember. I didn't really think he would come back and have to explain it every time.
You always have an icebreaker.
Do you know Lobox and Yahweh Tag? Have you ever met them?
I don't know, because I see their name a lot, and I live over here 4 or 5 miles away.
Yahweh Tag, Andrew, he lives about 2.5 miles from here.
Well, some of these people I just need to meet that I've seen their names a lot. It's in the Blue Moon, I ran into somebody on the fly, RGS.
Right.
This summer, I was in Estes Park, my wife and I, Pavilion, they had a Denver geocaching group, and I went to that. There's this one guy, he's ranked number 10, I think, on the worldwide list, Mondo somebody.
Okay.
I took his picture. I didn't appreciate who he was, but I guess he's one of these people that's found one. There's only a couple that are 20,000s, and then I think he's number 10. That was. And there was another person I met, found out later, she's the editor of the Greeley Tribune. She did a video on how looking for caching. And then there was a news article about our little gathering. So maybe
was it one where she went out there herself and she's walking in the water?
Well, there's one, she's way in the creek.
Yeah, that's the one. I saw that one.
I picked this up. This one wants to go to Finland. I have to. There must be a place that... where you leave these things?
Well, that's a good question. There's usually a travel bug table or a find table somewhere. Have you ever heard anything, Elaine, about?
Well, there's a lot of travel bugs.
Here's probably somewhere over here.
It might be one of these places.
Yeah.
With
Actually, here. Is this the travel bug table here?
Yes, sir.
There you go. You
just set it here?
Yep. Pretty much.
I go to the GeoCoin table and see geocachers Arthur and Trillion with a set of two coin albums, all full of coins. When I interviewed them for a podcast less than a year ago, he had only 4 or 5 coins and kept them all in a small cloth sack. Arthur and 57 Chevy talk about some very unique coins in the collection.
I remember this guy when he had all his things in a little sack.
Yeah. Now he's got 2 stinking things.
They're both? What's your dream coin and everything?
Yeah.
Kiwi, he's like, I got this, you know, so I trade them.
Take a second mortgage out.
These are the best storied coins.
Mystery.
We don't know who put it out, but it's interesting, shall we say.
Is it Coins and Pins that produced that? Or
we have no idea.
Do you think they would have
lied?
I'm going to say no.
They probably wouldn't have lied.
They're too vanilla for it.
Actually, no, this is one of my favorite coins right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that. For many people, the pièce de résistance, number 3.
Mountain bike. Oh, boy. You need a bodyguard for that one.
Not necessarily. Totally.
I'm here with Mad Chef. I already had some pork steaks cooked up last night. What are you doing right now?
Well, I had to finish off the rest of the pork steaks since my gas grill went out. Now I'm going to put on most of the chicken breasts. I got some started here.
And where'd you get all that food?
Actually, I got it from work. U.S. Foods is our purveyor. Went out to the food show a couple weeks ago and talked to her. And, you know, I want to try some of this product. So why not try it out at the picnic?
New breed that we're like guinea pigs now, and if we grow another arm.
With the pork steaks, definitely. The chicken breast, this is what I normally use.
You're a hard man to get a hold of. Yeah.
That's what they say at work, too.
Yeah, well, they don't look in the cooler for you, do they?
No, I run out back and into the shed.
When I get frustrated, I go to the freezer and scream.
Do you scream at the broccoli?
No, I just stand there in the middle of...
When I work for Bahama Breeze... One of my chefs just comes up to me and he goes, I don't care what you do, I don't care what you say, but don't do it on the line. If you have to, go into the cooler and scream at the broccoli. And I was like, what? The broccoli? I didn't even think about it. One day I just about lost it. I had like 2 new guys and they were just going down in flames and they weren't asking for help. You know, and the guys training them were just screaming at me, you know, these guys, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Get rid of them. You know, we had a fire in the kitchen in that morning.
Oh, no.
I had the fire chief. My general manager's on vacation. She's calling me from Detroit. That's it. I need 2 minutes. I'm walking in through our prep kitchen, and every single guy I've got is, like, diving out of the way. Like, oh, I got to go get this over here. Because they're just so scared. I go into that cooler, and they're all expecting to hear something. Well, I go into the freezer and they didn't hear nothing. I come walking out and they're like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, what's up? They were like, we were expecting stuff to go flying out that back door.
RGS, L. Frank, and I talk about the geocacher bingo. I ask if L. Frank listened to the recent podcast episode I published with him and his wife, Den Mother.
Likes micros? Is that you?
No, ain't me.
Well, everybody has to lie on that one anyhow, right?
Whoever signs it, I'm going to scratch their name up. I poked their eye on it.
Is there anyone on there that says has done more than 75 podcasts? No, not one of those on there.
Have you heard?
Okay, you want me to sign it? Yes, I did listen to mine, and thank you very much. You did a professional job. Didn't make me look like an idiot. What's a good hard one? Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I heard to have you do the treatment of the injury. Yeah, okay.
I was just
going to
say, I could do that one. The other one was a cop. Well, he already has that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've had the cop stop you, too?
Well, he went and seen one. Oh, that's right.
No,
Where was that?
Down in Farmington.
Yeah, that's right. In Farmington, because I read that log.
Yeah. Neighborhood watch lady called. There's a park, like, right there, just grass.
Yeah.
She called the police because there's somebody walking in the park. Yeah, as soon as he drove up, I was sitting in the car. He says, were you by chance geocaching? And I said, yeah. And he says, okay.
Okay, what can you do
that's
for
fine. He said, neighborhood watch called and said he saw somebody in the park.
I missed a cop once, but another guy came up. Wanted to think he was expecting somebody on a business meeting, and I drive up at the end of this road and says, are you looking for me? And then we got to talking, and then he says, well, you know, this cop's keeping an eye on this place.
You know how sneaky Paul is. He just walks off, but he leaves his microphone and everything here. So he can pick up all the gossip. He doesn't even have to be here.
Is he recording stuff when you...
Oh, you're in trouble now. Team Dadel, how do you pronounce that? D-L?
D-L-A-D-L.
Just
it's
say D-L-A-D-L.
It's my initials and my grandson's initials. Okay.
I asked Dave, a.k.a. CDS231, whether or not his log at one of the caches on Grant's Trail was true. It was a serious encounter with the police during his hunt of a new and very difficult cache find.
The one on the Grant's Trail where you had your encounter, was that true?
Yes, he
because
was.
Because the more I read that, everybody's having trouble there. Maybe it's one of these liar caches where you live.
Which one? Yeah. Which one is it on Grants?
Boston Railroad Stop.
Oh, that's the new one?
Yeah.
I catch two cats and Pandy Annie discussing GPS receiver ratings and the benefit of a screen protector. Then I talk to Pandy Annie about the game he created for the summer picnic that he is also putting on for this picnic. After coordinates are determined, people hunt for two white discs that will be exchanged for gift certificates.
Oh,
were people their best favorite GPSs?
Uh-huh.
Rated number one.
I saw that.
And then my old one was rated number two.
I was surprised the e-trax was not higher up because that seems to be the one that most people, I guess, start off with.
I had the Garmin e-trax Vista.
Okay.
Not the color.
Okay.
There's a screen protector you can buy.
Oh, I see that, yeah.
When you're on,
that's probably not a
what's
bad
it
idea.
Called? Something Shield.
Shield Zone.
Shield Zone.
Okay.
Shieldzone.com.
Okay.
Right. When you're on GC.com, they got the little advertising up on the left.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, you want to show up for ShieldZone.com.
Okay.
Get that. And
okay.
You put that on, and man, it protects it against scratches.
Yeah, that's probably not
everything.
A bad idea. I bought the mount for my bicycle because we do this on bike trails a lot. I need to get one for the
car.
I've
got the suction cup mount to the car,
I
the
need
windshield
to get that
of the
one,
car.
Yeah, I need to get that because right now I put it on the car and I make a turn and it goes, and it goes
I hung the game board back here.
Did you hide
the disc?
Disc already?
Yeah. Mike said he was up here Thursday and Friday figuring he may see me, but he doesn't realize I was here last Sunday.
Give me an idea where it is because maybe I can be around there.
You see the far post over there on the pavilion? There's some electrical boxes on the back side.
Yeah.
It's right in the...
Oh, moon. Good. I don't have to go very far.
There's that one. That's a $25 gift surprise. And then if you go towards the barbecue pit tucked under the railing, there's another one. It'll be a second $25 gift prize. And then where the electrical boxes are down on the ground, there's an old glove. And in that is a big quarter. It's a booby prize. It's a quarter about that big. That's what I wanted, right here where everybody
decides. That's a good idea.
I didn't drag it all over. Yeah. In fact, what happened is I marked the location, and I gone home, and on Wednesday I get my downloads from GC.com, and I wipe my GPS clean, and I lost the location.
Okay.
So I'm on Google Earth getting as close as I can.
So those numbers are from Google Earth?
No. When I came back out of here today, I can inconveniently set my GPS down right on the railing there and made a location. And all I had to do was adjust the final digits. So you can stay right around here. And Mike said something about doing it about 2 o'clock.
I happened upon geocacher BBD1, who was showing the pictures he developed from the cache camera he had in a cache in the Strawberry Creek area.
This is the camera that you pulled out from mail call and you set it right there by the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And I had him develop.
Good. That looks like press.
It's Paul, yeah.
That's
Paul.
Press.
Yeah.
Where in the world did you get a picture like that?
This is in my mail call. Oh, you
there
saw
I am.
Oh, he must have took his picture.
Yeah, right. The camera was in there. Anybody know who this guy is?
Lab Tech.
Lab Tech.
Oh, that's Lab Tech. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this guy here.
Now, that might have been one of the last ones. Because I think after that, it ran out of paper.
There's El Frank and Den Mother.
Yep. Don't know who that guy is.
Hey, who's this guy? Leroy? Who's this guy?
Oh, you got two of them.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't like the first one.
He's a camera hog. Yeah, he didn't like the first one.
He thought it was a picture booth.
What's this?
Oh,
what's
well, you gotta get both angles.
There's Sarah and Blue.
That's cute.
Strider.
Yeah, Russell.
Somebody said this guy.
It's Stray Cat.
Moved out to Dre moved to
Colorado.
Or Wyoming.
Did he really?
Were you at their when they had the picnic over in
their
East
at
Colorado
their house?
At the farm?
Yes,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was a lot of fun.
I didn't go.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm not sure who this guy is. Ring any bells?
No.
How about this guy? Lost in the 70s.
Were you going to post links to them?
No. I was just going to show them the people here. And there's another disposable camera in there right now.
Sitting here with Steve Bromley, also known as Java Programmer, current and future president of SLAGA. Tell me a little bit about what's going on today, elections and so forth.
Right now, we've got all the electronic votes in. I printed off everything last night, have all the ballots printed off. We checked the mailbox this morning and got the ballots out of there. I don't think there were many. And then we're letting people vote up until noon today. And at that point, we're going to close the voting and consolidate. I think the schedule says at 3 o'clock we have our business meeting. We'll announce the winners at that time and find out who actually is going to be the new vice president, the new secretary, and the new treasurer.
Wow.
I'm running unopposed. No one else wanted that job. No one else nominated. I'm a sure winner right now, yes. But, you know, and I don't mind the job. Actually, I've enjoyed it for this last year. It's been a few challenges, but not too bad. I think other people need to be involved. I mean, this is a volunteer organization, and like anything else, we want more than a 20% of the membership to volunteer. We'd like to get a lot more involvement.
If you want to do a quick summary of your presidency over the year, what would you say are the good points or things that we need to work on as an organization?
I'm hoping the communication is a little bit better. We're trying to get a bit more consistent with it. We've started a slog of training classes, which is the biggest accomplishment that I'm proud of this year. Some of the things that I haven't gotten done that I'd like to is the GeoCoin. We're still trying to make sure that it's financially feasible, because I don't want to put Slaga into debt to do something like this. Next year, I'm hoping to improve the training classes and maybe reach out to some more people. I know we've got a couple opportunities to work in some schools and work with the Missouri Conservation Department and be able to do some of that to help hopefully make a more uniform geocaching policy throughout the state of Missouri and Illinois.
Are you finding that more and more people are contacting Slaga for assistance on education? Why do you think that is?
There are more people that are, because geocaching is at least becoming a little bit further more known now. It's something that people have at least heard of, at least a lot of people maybe not have tried it, but the fact that GPSs have come down so much in price, almost anybody can get into it for $100. The other thing is with the Slaga site, we've got a contact us link at the front, so getting a hold of us is a little bit easier.
What kind of training have you had in the past, want to do in the future, especially at the library that you were talking about? You have a consistent place now to have training classes.
Right now we're meeting at the Tesson Ferry branch of the St. Louis County Library, and it's been on Wednesday nights, and we're going to try to get a consistent night of the month. We've had training on GSAC and a little bit on a comparison between GSAC, GeoBuddy, and Expert GPS. I'm hoping to be able to do one on paperless caching this year and maybe a little bit more on some advanced GSAC macro programming and things like that.
Any comments about being a regular Slaga member versus a premium membership? How the coffers been?
Coffers are not overflowing. The last time I checked, about $1,500 in the bank. We've purchased a sound system this year. We purchased a canopy for outside events so that we have a place to be a little bit out of the sun when we're doing volunteer work at some of the events that we were asked to participate in. One of the big things I'd like to look at getting next year are some GPSs, some cheap E-Trex yellow ones or something like that, that we can have that on our own instead of borrowing them from our membership. It's kind of hard to ask one of our members to loan their $300 GPS to somebody that they've never met and send them out into the woods, hoping that it comes back. If we can get them for $50 or $60, or maybe ask their volunteers to donate old ones that they have.
How's geocaching been to you this year? What are your opinions on geocaching these days?
This year, I've actually found over 700 geocaches. I started January 1st at 360. I'm at 1061 or 1062 right now. This has been a good year. I've actually enjoyed it. I can see a little bit of the burnout from doing it every weekend. I'm backed off a little bit in the last couple months to just take it easy. I've had a couple big days, but I've not gone out and lived at it. But I still enjoy it. It's still a reason to get up and go to do something in the morning, and it's still a reason to get out and go wander in the woods.
Thanks, Steve, and I'll look forward to your speech later on when we get everybody together and the picnic really gets going.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.